Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, there's a recent poll that just came out about this microchip. They're calling it a biohacking, and it is the implanting of a microchip into the human body. This gentleman by the name of Tim Shank has already... He has four of them in his body already. You've got, you know, we thought it was a good idea to put a chip inside the dog because in case you lost the dog.
In the name of security.
You know, we can find the dog again. And before you know it, they're going to have you wanting to put a chip in your child. I mean, this man has four chips in his body already. And everything's about convenience and technology. You know, I remember when all these electronic devices started coming out, you know, 15 years ago with a Palm Pilot and being able to exchange information through infrared lights. And you know, they said you're going to be able to exchange money just by connecting phones. Well, I mean, with your iPhone now, I mean, if you could put your certain credit cards on there, you can actually make payments now with your phone. Well, we're getting closer and closer to a chip, a mark of the beast, something that without it, you will not be able to. And we're talking about a system. I mean, the system has to be set up first, and then the chip just helps to facilitate that. If it's going to be a chip, whatever it's going to be, you know, I don't know. But the system is being set up. But once you receive that mark, then you're going to be able to, you know, and you don't want to receive the mark. Don't receive it. Well, I want you to see what happens to Tim Shank and how this technology is being utilized right now, this biohacking chip being implanted. Watch this.
It is something you've likely seen in the movies.
Yeah, but it's also happening in real life. People are getting chips implanted in their hands and other places to make daily life a little easier. From opening doors to sending emails, a growing group is all in on the technology. Tonight, Susan Elizabeth Littlefield shows us how some people in the Twin Cities are embracing the extra personal technology that is turning them into human remote controls.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head, 160 if I use a doubler.
A computer!
Where'd you learn to do that?
Set in the far-off year of 2021, this is the 1995 film. Johnny Mnemonic.
I need a Synologic 60.
Password and
one of several films that caught the attention of a boy growing up in Richfield.
Well, a little boy didn't like sci-fi. Yeah, I love sci-fi. Star Wars and I mean all the way through it.
And thus a passion was born.
That to me is a very inspiring concept. That we can be more than we're built to be. That's really where a lot of my passion comes, because there's so many limitations and conditions that we have as people that we can overcome if we put a little energy into it and a little technology.
That fearless quest is how the software engineer ended up with a scalpel in front of him and ice by his side.
We'll put the implant, we'll take it out of this device and put it in here.
He's already got several chip implants. Now he's getting another.
This is an NFC chip. So it's similar to what phones have nowadays, where you can tap them to sometimes stickers or keychains. It's the same technology as that uses.
Despite the equipment used,
literally lift a little tiny pocket of tissue with an elevator.
Implants aren't done by doctors or nurses. The go-to in the Twin Cities is a body piercer named Verno.
I'm humbled by it. I'm humbled that anybody would even be interested in having us do that.
Chip makers who sell their products online are relying on piercing artists like Verno to implant the right size technology. He's done about seven similar procedures.
There is the chip.
There's really not much to it.
Without flinching, Tim endured six stitches without anesthesia. Verno's not allowed to use it in the state of Minnesota. But the pain, Tim says, is for gain.
I don't know. Was that three? Six? All right. I love this, actually.
This chip will soon act like the three others he has, the ones he uses at his crystal home. The chip in his wrist clears his daily path.
So that unlocks my door.
Operates his computer and phone.
And it turned off my ringer.
And if he has his way, it will do much more.
I'm hoping that this will make it possible for me not to have to carry a wallet or credit cards or keys.
Okay.
And he's in good company talking about things like that.
Keys are dumb. It's just not my nature anymore to check keys.
Tim and his wife, who also has a chip, host regular happy hours in Roseville for people interested in biohacking, using the human body to experiment.
The home automation thing, that's really where I've been spending all my time.
But experiments come with risk, if you ask this artificial intelligence expert from the U.
As far as I know, nobody knows the long-term health implications of those things, so I'll never do it myself.
She says the advantage is that because they transmit at close range, unlike cell phones, it would be hard for people to steal information and track people from a chip. She says there is an appeal, but she's not convinced it will ever be universal.
It would be more likely at some point, maybe your smart watch that, you know, is outside your body, then can have, you know, ways to unlock your house, your telephone and everything, but it's not inside your body.
But Tim, whose dogs are also microchipped with information,
the whole family's chipped,
says he's not worried.
There she goes.
And this is the future.
I do. I think every indication is that we're all moving closer and closer to internalizing our technology.
No, I'm going to try something else.
A science fiction fan who says you don't have to be born smart to become intelligent.
Come on, let me in.
You don't have to be born smart to be intelligent. I mean, what's going on where, listen, we're going someplace in a society where people want all of this information. And we talked to you on this program about Ray Kurzweil. And they already have chips that they're putting in the brain, the ability to connect your brain to the internet so you can access the cloud computer and have information in your brain. Not learned information, not wisdom, but just information.
Well, even thinking about this, and it's just like you're hearing people say that, you know, we can be smarter with a little bit of technology. And it's just like we have to remind ourselves, it's just like, we are created and fashioned in the image of God. And it's like, you can't get more awesome than that. And it's just like, how can you try to better God? How can you try to make yourself more, have greater abilities than what God has already given you? And it's like, you can't modify that.
Bible says that, you know, if you're a new creation in Christ, if you receive the Lord as your Savior, you're a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new creation is the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And so the Holy Spirit will speak to you and he'll share with you and reveal to you and guide you and instruct you, but he will make known to you. He'll remind you of what Jesus is teaching, has taught you in his word. And so it's like the world's trying to do everything it can to duplicate the amazing creation that you are, the new creation in Christ, if you're a believer. And it's so important that for the sake of convenience, that no one is deceived to say, oh, yeah, give me that. No, I don't want that in me, on me, around me. And no, get that needle away from me. But these are the days we're living in. This is what Revelation 13:16 says. It all forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. That number is 666. Listen, don't, on your head or on your hand, you know, go to 2252. You got to see this. I mean, literally it was a chip in his pinky, in his pinky. I don't know if this is the, I don't know that, but I do know this. We are getting close and we want to be watchful. We want to be prayerful and we don't want to, you know, compromise anything. The truth, just because of convenience, you know, we said before the break, look what's happening in, you know, they're trying to control people. They're trying to control cash, but look what happens to a society that's crashing. And it's important for us, you know, if you're living in the United States, no matter what your economic situation is, you are blessed compared to so many people around the face of the world. And what the enemy would want you to do is to get so caught up in a pity party about what you don't have instead of thanking God for what you do have. And I'm telling you, we add our miseries on an adding machine, mm-hmm. but we count God's blessings on our hand.
Shouldn't be that way.
No, it should be the other way around.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.